us and be mekabel not to do anymore, mukud is good. Yim Rav, if you're not going to listen to us, is Yalo Lahar Achya Gop, this mountain, Yivma Mizbech, let's build a Bamadil, build a Mizbech, and Chananya Yinagim, we'll get somebody to make a Nigun there, the Chim will play the harp, the Yechofu Kulam, and everyone will be Kaifer and Hashem, the Yim, everybody should say, Ein Lam Chilak Lokei Yisrael, everybody should like to say, we're all Kaifer now, because you're not listening to the Din, if the Din is you're not allowed to be Kovei Rosh Chodesh Chutzlaret, and you're still doing it, you've been Kaifer and Hashem. Is miyad right away go kolom? Everybody felt terrible. The v'chili started to cry. The yomu has v'sholom. Yeshlonu chilav al kaiyisrael. Avada, we're not going to say zach like that to be kaiy from Hashem. Avada, we're mekabel and we'll make sure that he won't be kovei Rosh Chodesh anymore. So the gemara v'chol kach lama. What taka locha? Why can't you do it in chutz laretz? Why dafkan as Yisrael? Yishum shenema ki mitziyin peisay soyra dvar Hashem yushloim. That the Torah and the Bar Hashem and the Pesach and Sanhedrin have to come from Eretz Yisrael from Yerushalayim. You don't have anything to do with the Chutz Laretz. Only in the case of Akiva ben Yosef, where there was no such Chochem like him in Eretz Yisrael. But calls him under Chochem like you in Eretz Yisrael, it's also to pass him these Shilohs and Chutz Laretz. Something was mutter, it was tor, and they said, no, it's tamei luchumra. He did something luchumra. It's okay. They have a right to do luchumra. El who to metamei. When the case of mechanina said the zach is tamei, vehei metarim, and they stand said it was tor, even though really it was tamei. They stand said it was tor to argue on him. Is the kasha heichi heavy? How could they do that? Vatanya. Chokim shatine, or no, not like that. Even if they didn't mean to, even if they meant it to shmur, not that they just did it to argue. Even if they really held that loch with its Torah, so you're not allowed to say its Torah. What time you would learn? Chokim shatine, if you asked the shaila and the first rov told you its tomei, is ein chaver rishol atar. You're not allowed to go to a second rov, and even if you do go, he's not allowed to pass the Torah anymore. Hey, since one rov already said it's offer, the second rov can't say it's mutter. Osir, if one of said it's Osir, and Chaver was Shur Lahatir. The Torah says, Kosavri, the reason why these Tamil Chomim argued and said Faket from what he did and said it was Torah, he hechid le negro basre. They did it for a reason that the Tzibur should not go after this Tebchirina. They did it like we had before, they did this today to teach the people, don't go after this Tebchirina, he's doing something wrong. Right. Tana Rabbonin. Kishenich Nesu Rabbi Seymour the Karen B'Yavna. When the Rabbonin went into Karen B'Yavna, so Rashi says the Karen like a wall. Year, they go from one year to another year. Or Medina, or Medina, or Medina. And from one Medina to another Medina. Lil my Torah. Alakas Kama Vakama. Havada got called Mavakshi Hashem. They can leave their own house and go to another Medina to learn Torah. Havada, you get such cover at her. Person next says, V'yidaber Hashem el Moshe ponim aponim. Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face. Om Rav Yitzchok. Om Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu told to Moshe like this. Moshe, ani v'yato naz v'yaponim halacha. Let's both talk together about the halacha. Naz v'yaponim halacha. That's one shot. Ika di'amri kach om Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Kishem Shani Hispat Lechoponim. Just like I was like Meichel Kai Yisrael, I gave in already. Is Kach after his Lechoponim. You should also like give in to Kai Yisrael, be Meratz with them. No, as he meant to say, bring your Machaneh, your oil back into Kai Yisrael. His Moshe got angry with the Chet Egel and took his Mach, his oil outside Chutz LeMachaneh. Now Hashem is telling him, just like I'm giving in to them, you also should give in and come back into the Machaneh. Has the problem Yisrael, the Hechzer Oilam Koimoy, and bring your oil back into the Machna Yisrael. The Shavu Machna, come back to the Machna. Omer Abahua, Omer Akarash Bochum Moshe. Ach Shev Yom, because you're not going to do that, people must know like this. Horav the Kat, that the Abishtar was angry with the Chetu Egel. The Talmud the Kat, and Moshe Rabbeinu the Talmud is also angry with Klal Yisrael. Moshe took his Machna outside, who's the Machna? Is Yisrael Matilem, who's going to take care of Klal Yisrael? And so, of course, Rabbi told Moshe, "Imato machto oilam kaima mutiv. If you're going to bring your oil back into Klal Yisrael, good. The imlad, and if you're not going to do it, then Yeshua ben Nun talmidcho misharash tachtecho. Yeshua ben Nun, he's going to take over. Behind the scenes, this is what the pasuk says:
The pasuk says at the end, "Vishov el hamachner u'mishos v'yishur b'no now al yomesh v'tei choyel." That Moshe Taka listened to Hashem and he brought back his machn into it. Or the still the pasuk says, "U'mishos v'yishur b'no now al yomesh v'tei choyel." From a rova, after he came, lo yotzah double batola. Since Hashem said it though, that if you're not going to listen to me, Yeshua ben Nun is going to take over, still it's Mekuyim. Shenemar Mishosha Yeshua ben Nun, now lo yomish b'teich oil. He never left oil, and he was there to take over after Moshe Rabbeinu. Joshi, the Talmud the Kas, the Gamatzah Mara Lehem Kas, Yerachto, Olech B'machne. The way you look right now, as if you're angry, Klai Yisrael, so it's no good. Yizimatzah Masu Elim Koyim Oigasimu, behind the Sidu Shevel Amachne. And if you're not going to return your oil to the machner, is Meshul Secho Yeshua. Then no, now lo yomish mitechoi sheshamish tachtecho. We also piece Shiva, even though a Moshe put back his oil into Klai Yisrael, liyachesh and swafakodesh baruch hu Yisrael, v'ukum anishkon, and then he put up the mishkon, and Moshe lived with the Klai Yisrael in the same place. Abul yotzad davul avatol. Hashem still said that Yeshua will take over, and kach hevi Yeshua took over. Right, the V.I. Postach Reb Yehuda, the Chvay Torah. He dashed in something else, the Chvay Torah. The Dorish, the Postach says in the Devarim, Haskeis Ushma Yisrael. Haskeis in Russian, Kom Shtark, Chapsich. Haskeis, Rashi also, that's right, yeah, what does this mean? Haskeis Ushma Yisrael, Hayoim Hazin Yisliyam. Today you became a Amakla Yisrael. Here's a Kasha, this talking about after the 40 years of the Midbar, the Kumar right before Moshe was made. Here's the Chiyosa Yoim Nitmu Torah Yisrael. Was it say at the end of 40 years when Torah got Kaius or the Postgre of Haskes by listening to the Torah? Follow Isa Yoin that day, Saifa Boyim Shonahoye. It was the end of the 40 years of the Midbar. El Lamdecho, it comes teach you, Shechaviva Torah Alam Dir. People that learn Torah should like love the Torah. It's Chovev on you. The whole Yoin Yoin every single day, Kiyoin Shemitim Hasinai. As if Torah was given from Hasinai. Like the same chashiva, the same love you got when he got the Torah should be here every day when a Talmud learns Torah. That's one of the pshatim they say, how come we don't have a mitzvah of the Zeicha Maimer HaSinai? We have a mitzvah of Zeicha Tzias Mitzrayim, and you can Tzias Mitzrayim was for Maimer HaSinai to get the Torah. How come we don't have a special mitzvah to be Zeicha Maimer HaSinai? Even Shavuos, there's no Bazundra mitzvah to be Zeicha HaSinai in Shavuos. The Torah just says, bring your Shnei Alechim, the new Korban, that's all. So the Tzuyokas said, not the person said the Pshat is because every single day when you learn Torah, it should be like a Maimon HaSinai. It should be Chovev to you every single day learning Torah as if you're in the Kabbalah Torah from HaSinai. So you don't need any special mitzvah. It's something you're doing every single day, like this tomorrow. Every single day you learn Torah, it should be Chovev to you as if you're in the Kabbalah Torah from HaSinai. Omri Aftanchon, Breder Abchia, Ish Kfar Aku, Teda, I'll bring you right to this. Shirei Odom, Kerek, Kriya Shema, Shachos Yavis. Every day you light the mal, you say Krishna and kind of mitzvah in the morning and at night. Lo yitzuyu b'erev echad and the kareya comes one night and you miss to say Krishna. Zoti gemara doimed doima kimi shalaykara Krishna meyelam. It's as if you never said Krishna in your lifetime. That's the tether. That's the raya. The question was there, Shmuel. What do you mean you never said Krishna in your lifetime? You said all the years. You're 58 years old now. So you said 58 years, and one day you miss. What's that? You didn't say it. So Mashiach Mazda means to say, it just has come to show you don't have this chavivus, the way the Torah was given, like we're saying, it's supposed to be chavivus to you every single day. Because if it was that chavivus, you wouldn't even miss one day. So if it's not chavivus to you, it's then the kemish le'korot tishma mayelam, it's even never received the Torah. The other pshat of Chayesh Rabbis to say over is, famous maestro to be kivam, there's such an Indian to do things but to lead this without a spouse. Don't have hafsekim. Our chesaron is, we learn, we do mitzvahs, and then we take a break. We stopped learning. With breaks is the worst thing. The famous master to the Kiva. He went away for 12 years. Then he came back to see his wife and decided, no, he'll go away for another 12 years. He came to the door and he heard that his wife said, if you go away, I wouldn't mind either. And Kach Hever of Kiva went away and he didn't go in to say Shalom Lechem to his wife. Is the Kasha, how come he came home after 12 years? Chotzi should have come in and give Shalom Lechem to his wife, say hello, and then say goodbye, I'm leaving again. He didn't even come in. But that would have been called a hefsek. That would have been called a stop. He wants to go on learning straight. It wasn't called learning of 12 and 12. It was called straight to 24. Because when you stop, it's called you're starting over now. Like you started from the beginning now. You did this much until now. It's called you stop. Now you start over again. That's this Gemara. It's as if you never said Krishna Mayelam. Right. Haskes, not a pshat is, Haskes, listen strongly, means I say, kites, kites, the yosek ha-tera. Means learn the chabura, learn with a few people together. Rafi Shein had tera, nik the tera b'chabura. If you only be kind of tera, learning with a chabura, so with a few people together. Kere Rabi Yesi, Rabi Chanina. The young Rabi Yesi, Rabi Chanina. Mayed Yechzir, what does the Pasuk say? Cherev al abadim, swords should be over the abadim, people stay by themselves, v'nelu, and they become kipshim. Cherev was al sunayim shaltimir chomim. Midashin means cherev. Al sunayim shaltimir chomim. People I hate tamir chomim. She yoshvim bad babad. Means they learn themselves, single. The oiskim batera. That's no good. The loyoid elishim atapshin. They become a tippish. If they learn by themselves, so if they learn yom pshat and they come out with yom halachom, it'll be no good. It's ksiv hochev nirmu, ksiv hochev mashe noalmu. They'll come to be a choytik because they're passing wrong. They learn themselves, if they make a mistake, and come out the wrong terror. They made a chet. Now some people want to say, this man is there, that we have a lot of swearing, we have Rishonim on the Gemara, we have Achronim on the Gemara, we have Shulchan Aruch, it wouldn't be yourself. It's not cool, you're learning yourself. Because you're learning with the Rishonim, learning with the Achronim, learning with the Shulchan Aruch. It's called learning with the Chavrusa. There you wouldn't have this in you can't learn yourself. If somebody really knows how to learn, if he learns by himself, it wouldn't be the worst thing. It's only if you start learning by yourself, you don't have any help. So then, who says you're learning right pshat? You come out the wrong pshat. But if you have the achrayim with you, and the shayim, and the shulchan aruch, so you know you're learning the right pshat, then you can also learn yourself. You know that it's better to learn the chabur, to learn the chabur, to learn the chabus. He boy is saying another pshat in mehocha. Another way of becoming a tippish, the prophet says, me'alu sorei tzoyin. They became nomen, they became tippishim. Dovarach, another pshan this person, the hafti to Shema Yisrael is, kisesu atmechem, like chop yourself, al divrei Torah, ki diyam resh lotish, minayin shein divrei Torah miskayom, who retains the divrei Torah, el bami shemeinat atmeleh, someone like kills himself for it, it means he matters it, he's an omel, he works hard, he schmitzes away in Torah. Shenem ha-prosik says, veis ha-Torah, odom ki yomis boil, a person that dies in Yoyal. That means, what do you mean you're drying the oil? That means you come out, name the fats, not give it to you. Rashi says, Torah, Heichin Mitsuya Biodim, Shiyam is Biolei Torah. Where is Torah Mitsuya? Who finds the Torah? People that are nameless themselves means to say that they're matters with learning in Torah. Dovarach, another pshat is, Haskes, listen stark, Ushma Yisrael, listen. Means Has, first be quiet, there's first be Mekavah from you ready. The Yachakar Kitas, and then you'll chop into the Torah to ask Kashas and Mephalpal on it. Rashi, Shtoik, Kimoi Vyas Kolei. Shtoik, Vahasim Lishmasechem. First, listen to what the Rebbe is telling you. Achete Shkur Beficham, until you'll be able to know the Gemara good. The Yachal P, Shenim Yeshevasuch, even though you don't know all the Pshatim on it. You have Kashas, but first listen good what he's saying. The Yachakar Kitseno, and then you'll chop it up. The Hikshon left, he has questions on it. So you understand it. Well, some say it also goes with man hagemara it was when Torah Shabbat Peh wasn't written down. So maybe if you now listen to a shir and right away yes kashish, you're not going to know the pshat because you have to first learn about Peh. So first you're supposed to learn about Peh and make sure you know the gears, the good in your head, and then you can start to ask questions. But later we have everything written down, we have the gemara in front of us, even though we learned first and ask questions, it wouldn't be so developed. First learn Torah. Go through and learn it once. Learn the Poshib Shah. And then you'll be Yugaya Rashi, then Yai, and then you'll Isaac in understanding the Torah Kalor. But first, get a general idea of what's going on. Am Midvei Rab Yanei. My Dichsiv was the prophet to say in Mishlei, Ki Mitz Cholav Yoytzi Chema. By sucking out the milk, you'll get the butter. Or mitz af, by sucking out the anger, yoytzi dam, you bring out the blood. Or mitz af, you from the nose. Or mitz apayim, from the sucking out of the apayim, of the anger, yoytzi rib will come out with. What is going on? The miyata moitzi chemosh Torah. Going on the shmach. Who do you find? The butter of Torah means the pure, the ziskeit of Torah, the good part of Torah. The mi shemakiyo cholov, he like throws out the milk. Sheyonet mishteima, that he knows from his mother. What does that mean? Shashi mitz cholav yetzichem, ha-moitzis es ha-cholav. Ramai spits out or takes out the milk that he sought from his mother, Shemaitzim Fe'imoi, Al Divre Torah Chemihiloi, Daldura Div Daldura Chemetim. Whereas the Divre Torah means the juice of the Akusa, the Torah that you taught by your Rebbe. If you remember that and be able to say it over again later, that's called the Chem Mashal Torah. Omer Aleha, you must say Imoi Olem. Or Lit Af, what does it mean sucking out from the nose, Yoti Dam? Called Talmud, Shekoyas Olav Rabbi, when Rebbe got angry at you. Palm Rishonah the first time, the Shoysik, and he kept quiet, is Zoricho Lahavchin Bein Dam Tom and Dam Torah. For schuz there, you come to be able to learn good. Even though Rebbe got angry with you, you didn't argue back with him, you knew your Makabal, you'll be Zoricho to understand between the difference between Dam Torah and Dam Torah. Or Nitz Apayim Yoytzi Riv, by sucking out the Apayim, also anger, you become to have Riv, that means Kol Talmud, Shekoyas Olav Rabbi Palm Rishonah. Ushniya, even a second time Rebbe got angry with you. The Shoysik, and he kept quiet even a second time, is Zoycha Lahavchen Ben Dina Mamathin and the Foshis, who use a bigger type of learning, and even be able to understand this when Dina Mamathin and the Foshis. The Tanan, the Yishmael Eina, Haroysa Sheyachim, somebody wants to come very smart, is Yasik B'Dina Mamathin, he should be Yasik in learning Yizikin Dina Mamathin. Shein Mecha Mikzaya B'Torah is no part of learning Rukas in Torah, Yasim Ehem, he's the heart of Halachim. The world and Dina Mamnis. Shehain Chimayim Meivet, like a Mayan, a well that's Meivet giving off water, to say that there are showers in it. Rashi Nan, Shedina Mamnis Amukim Hein, they're very hard. But right to Shiachim, you want to become smart, like use out your brains good, Yasa Dina Mamnis. Shehain Mitzvah Batera Godom Hein, that's the biggest Mitzvah. Omer Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Mayim Yitzir, what the Pasuk in Mishlei say, in Novalpo, if you made yourself nibble, there's nothing. You become big. I mean, the ends of the moisture and not yod the pay. You put the empty mouth. He's called a manavel atzma divrei Torah. If you manavel yourself on divrei Torah, that means you just keep on learning and learning. You don't care about getting covered, even though you make yourself manuvel. Still, you learn Torah. It's faithfulness nasa. At the end, you become a godl. You'll get gedula. And when you don't go looking for gedula, you manavel yourself. Rashi, manavel atzma means sheshayel the rabbi calls fekusav. You're not embarrassed. Yes, you read me all the shailas you have. The Yafa Fi Sheish Bem Shechaber Malikim Allah. Even though your friends are coming to make fun of you, look at this guy, he's asking so many stupid questions. But you keep on asking the questions, you're not embarrassed, you keep on asking, you'll be very chalif nafi, faithful and list nafi. The Yimzonim Yadapeh, and if not, these are not your Shoshna Pichav, you just keep your mouth shut. The Elisho, and asking questions, then forget you won't get anywhere. Lashon Zerman Tavashi. Yes. Pasuk at Nechemya b'chver achsanya. Finally, Nechemya started off speaking about the chver achsanya. The Dorosh Hidashon like this. My dear Steve, what does the Pasuk say? Vayoymeh shoyla lakeni. Nechum suru redum etech amaleki. This was when Shmuel HaNavi told Shaul the mitzvah tzivui, go kill out the Amalekim. So Shaul first had Rachmanis and came and told them, go away from here, we're going to kill out the Amalekim now. Tech amaleki penna sifchim, my nebbi will be killed with them. Vyatza sisa chesed in b'nei Yisrael. You came here, that's from Yisroi, you did chesed with Klai Yisroel. Well, I dwell in Kabbal Chaymi, so Kabbal Chaymi now from here. My Yisroi, his came in means he was far as a generation after Yisroi. Shilai Korves Moshe, El Lechved Atzmoi, he only brought Moshe in for his own COVID. Still, the show gains back shot to Kabbal Satoiv, Ka Kamara Talmud Chochem, but take basically. If you bring a Talmud Chochem into your house, Umachili, give him tea, Umashkel, give him the drink, Umanei, give him Hanom. Nechosta from your property, alachas kama b'kama, that you'll get a bracha back, you'll get brachas from that. So this is the chver achsanya, he says, that we're by the achsanya now, we're getting from a balabos, he's taking us into his house, avada the balabos will get bad brachas for the fact we're in his house. Pasuk against the chver achsanya, he also talks to me about the chver achsanya, the Dorish. Wait, the Pasuk says, let Yisrael Adoimi, don't hate the Adoimim, why? Yechichu, he's your brother. But Yisrael Mitzri, don't hate a Mitzri, he gave her Yisrael B'yatsoi, because before they took care of us, we were gare and Mitzrayim. Well, like, Dvorim Kavachayim, it's Kavachayim now. Well, my Mitzrayim, Shalai Kovlas Yisrael. El Sarach Atzman, the only, made Klai Yisrael come via. For their own Sarach, they made us build up Ramses, they made us work hard. Shinema, being your daughter, be Yisrael Man Shechayim or something, sorry, Mitzrayim, Ara Shali, that he only did it for their own purpose, to get from Klai Yisrael. And still, the Torah has a Koros HaTorah, that we're not allowed to hate a Mitzri, because they were Al Achsanya, they took care of us, we were living in their land. If Al Achas Kam V'Kamah, Hamar, Talmud Chochem, Mesech Beisrael, If you invite him to the house, give him the drink, and my nail, and the chosen, you deserve tremendous brachas back. The Pasuk says, Yavarach Hashem es oyver edoin. Hashem gave him a bracha. Bahu, why? Olam Elokim. Because the Olam Elokim came back and stood in his property, in his place. So Machum, the Olam Hashem was by him, he had a bracha. He didn't have to do anything. He didn't give him to feed, to eat and drink. Ella covered ribbits for him. He just cleaned out the place in front of the Olam HaKadosh. And he got his bracha on. You let a Tamachok come into your house and you have to work. Or Machil, you have to give him tea. Or Mashkeh, give him the drink. Or Maneh Machok, you let him have enough in your house. Alachas Kama Bekama, that you'll get a tremendous bracha back. Mahi bracha Shebecha, what was the bracha that Oyver Edon got back? The fact that he had the oran by him. Om Rav Yehuda Bazvide Zu Chamas, this was Chamas, Jashi Ishtoi, Shaloyva, his wife, the Ches Kaloysov, and their eight daughter-in-laws. All of them gave birth to six children at one time. He had eight sons. He had eight daughter-in-laws. Now they all had children. They all gave birth to six in one shot. Is Shemem what's the right? The pasuk says, "Pa'alti Hashmini Ye'utzir."